Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm excited to be here today. Hopefully, Melissa will be here in just a minute or two. You guys don't know this, and here she is, so excited. Hold on, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey there, girl.
Hello.
Anyway, I was getting ready to talk to you about, yeah. Most people don't realize this, but Melissa goes to the gym, bakes, and takes care of four girls, all of them under the age of 17, right? So
yep.
She's got her hands full, and then one of them just had a dislocated, she hurt herself on the monkey bars. What kid has not hurt himself on the monkey bars or herself on the monkey bars? So,
you know.
They're active. Yeah. They are an active bunch, and you know, no wonder she gets into shape pretty quickly with the running and jumping up and down. And do you ever feel like when people say, "What do you do for a living?" you go, "I'm a taxi driver for my family." Do you feel like that? So, you know,
I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay,
you know, I do everything.
I like it. So she does everything and is good at it and all. And it's a pleasure to work with you, Melissa. So
aww,
I know that, you know, you and I have got, I've got tummy aches this past couple of nights, and you've had your own situation, but you told me something today. I was like, wow, she's pretty inspirational. You are working out and going to the gym, even though you've been sick. So share with us what you've learned about being sick. Does it really affect your run?
I know it does, right? So what's your thoughts?
Oh, heavens, yes, it does. You know, there's a limit, you know, if you're on the brink or battling, you don't want to overdo it when you're exercising. I don't think you can, I wouldn't say push through it, but, I mean, if you're at a state where the sickness is not keeping you in the bed, then do a light workout. Don't go run a marathon, but get something in to keep your joints moving, and the adrenaline is always better for your health. And just get out there.
Right.
So do something.
Just do it, right? That's what you're saying. And I agree with you on that as well. Just get it done. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going out and running, and I'm going to do a light workout today, but I've got to make sure that I handle this because it's, you know, I when I'm running or working out or strength training or speed work or whatever, I really like to focus on my activity, right? You know what I mean? And if I have to think, oh, I'm not feeling good, that's cool. I don't like doing that, you know. So are you the same way? Is that work? Is that how you are too as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think you get down the dumps if you go down that rabbit hole. Then you'll stay home for a couple of days. You just got to go.
Yeah, have fun. Let's go. Just
with limitations, you know. Don't go crazy, but, you know. Yeah. I know I'll feel
That's
better.
True. Right. You know, I know I will too as well. So, I'm going to go today. I'm going to go get my tummy taken care of and go and then I'm going to work out a little bit, hopefully. And so I'll take it slow, but I'd like to – let me ask you a question. When you want to get faster, how do you train for getting faster? What do you do?
Push a little
harder.
When
you want to pick up your – push a little harder, do you do any exercises at the gym, like, I don't know, lunges, or do you do weights, or how do you increase your speed? Do you do more sprint work outside? What do you do?
I do some sprint work outside. You can also do it on the treadmill too, but – you know, accidents can happen.
On the treadmill? Yeah. I've had that happen before,
so,
FYI. I have a scar on my knee for that, but that's another story. But other ones, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So share what you do. So you
sprint work and strength training.
Okay.
I think that's a lot.
You do weights. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So you're lifting weights with using your legs, right? And I'm sure I'm assuming too you're working on your core. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good too.
It's an easy answer,
training.
But you know.
Yeah. So what I'm starting to do is yesterday I did 30 second sprints, which was really great. Okay. You know what I mean? And
yep.
Yeah. So that's my own thoughts about that. And you, you're doing your, the, you know, 30 second sprints. I did 45 second sprints, and then I did some power moves on, you know, like doing push-ups and some things like that. And then I did some strength moves with my legs, lunges, and which you're doing too as well. And feeling great about it, right? You know, so I know that you're thinking about doing a triathlon. So what's your story on that? Are you owning it yet? Or are you visiting it? Right? I like how I said that. Visiting it.
I don't know if I'm owning it, but I did do some research.
Share with us about that.
And so the triathlon I'm looking at is a sprint. So it's a running of 5K, biking 12.4 miles, and then in a 25-yard pool, I'll have to do 15 laps.
Oh,
so
okay.
I did do the research.
That's bad. Okay.
And then next step would be, I know when I looked into it, it talks about a training program, which is like, and I'm trying to think, how could I do this? Like, if I go to the gym, yeah, I can do the bike and then swim. But, you know, there is, I guess it doesn't matter, but there is that little time frame between getting off the bike, getting changed, and all of that, and then doing the swim. But I guess you would still feel it that you're training. I'm sure I'll feel it that night. So I don't know if that, like, in terms of changing. And then I'm like, and then I had visions of, like, being in my bathing suit, exercising, and then going. So it's, like, less time between the two.
So
but,
let me ask you a question. You're saying this. I want to make sure I understand. And that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think what the bike is, what, I have, is 13.1 miles, if I'm remembering correctly. The run's 5K, and the swim is a quarter mile, I believe, or whatever. Right? Did I get that right?
I want to say half a mile.
Okay, so it's a half a mile. Okay.
I could be wrong, because there's three types of triathlons, too. So.
I would like the easiest one. What do you think? The triathlon. Getcha. I hear you there, Melissa. My hat's off to you that you're even doing it, okay? Because I was thinking the other day, I go, she's going to do it. Maybe I'll train to do one down here. We can get one the same day or around the same day, you know, where we can both train and support each other as we're training, right? Me in Florida and you in Virginia. So, but
well, I'm sure we could even do that, one. You know, if you keep your time, I don't even have to do physically a real one. But like if you're at
you
the gym,
have, okay.
You know,
okay, doing the time.
You could
the
do
gym.
That too. I'm not saying I'm not doing a real one, but you know,
but
it'd be interesting
to
kind
like
of see what your time
or...
is. Yeah. Yeah.
A dress rehearsal, right?
Yeah.
Like a dress rehearsal of triathlon. Okay, y'all like that. You know, that would be great. Maybe we and I can do that. Avoid your real one. You know, so.
Yeah,
and you've got to get a bike too, don't you? I mean, well.
I do.
I would like
your suggestion on a used bike. That would be cool. Because bikes can be
very
expensive.
Yeah, because, you know, I know, they can be. People, you know, some of you guys. They are not. Remember the little bikes we had when we were kids, like the little white basket with the little flowers? Definitely a different bike.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's funny. So you want to get a bike that works and you can use and be happy in. That's cool too. So they're different. You know, if you're looking for a bike, they have bikes specifically made for triathlons. They have runners, running bikes and all that. I have a friend of mine that likes her triathlon bike. The tires are slimmer or smaller.
Yeah.
And if I'm saying that right. And the other one is a road bike and she likes that because they're thicker. The other one likes it. Both of them are two girls. So, I don't know. I have to try them both out, but you want to get one that works. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Anyway, so that's what you're doing. That's a great idea.
I was going to say, this sounds terrible, but, like, can my body really use those thin-tired bike?
Yeah, right? I want to stay on it. I don't want to fall off. I get you. That's funny. Melissa, you
there
are funny.
Okay.
I'm gonna look into the one that's around Lifetime Fitness around here. I swear they had one that you don't have to leave the gym.
Oh, they did. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm gonna look into that too as an option, maybe.
Okay. And you have to be really aware of that because you want to be able to participate at the one at the, you know, wherever you're doing it at. And so I know you like running in the cold. Okay. Some people are not. I'm one of those ones that do not like running when it's freezing, but then I live in South Florida, so I don't know. So you're not limited by how you do that. I did a triathlon at Orange Theory before. So you did 300 bodyweight exercises, you did 5K, and you did a 2,000-meter row, just so you know. So they're actually
cool.
Going to do that tomorrow. Oh, yeah, that's hard. I was like, yeah, I'm dying. Okay, so, but it was good.
That's pretty
neat. I enjoyed
options
it.
That are out there, you know?
I know. So you've got that. So maybe a triathlon isn't for you, like running outside. I mean, especially if it's getting chilly now in other places. But maybe that would be something that you could do, just so you know. I'm doing the Jingle Jog. It's a 5K, which I love, and because it's for family and too as well. So I told you this the other day. It was so funny. I was running with my dog River. She's a Chesapeake. She's a rescue dog. Both of my dogs are rescue dogs. And she's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever mix, and then Boxer. And then she's 60 pounds. And then I have Breeze, my little Frenchie, who's 20 pounds. And so I took them. I took them both. And then I ran with one, then I come and run with the other. But I'll never forget. It's so lively in the 5K. It's not, I mean, the day passes so quickly at a time. And I finished the run with River, running her first run in 45 minutes. Okay, now that's a real slow run. And but we had to walk some. And then, of course, River in the middle, when everybody takes off, she stops to poo in the street. And I knew she was going to do it, so I bought the bag.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, oh my God. I know, right? So you're like, what do you do? And she wasn't the only one that day. That's she was the first one, but she was not the only one. So anyway, on that note, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jerry. It's like things that you don't want to deal with when you're dealing with your dog stuff. So that's something that we've done before, and I love it. But this dog came by us, and she was like a Great Dane, and she was running on her hind legs and standing up in the air, and her mom was trying to get her to pull her down. You know, you see all kinds at those events, and they're not for speed or agility or anything. You know what they are there for? They are there just to have fun and to be a part of, and it doesn't matter about strength training. It doesn't matter about anything. People are walking. People are running. People are walking and running. And but bottom line, you're having fun. You know what I mean? You know, so I love this.
Well,
I'm doing the Jingle Jog.
Even the Marine Corps Marathon, there's all the shapes and sizes, all different speeds, all different numbers of feet. I mean, it doesn't matter when you're out there and you're doing it and having fun. That's all that matters.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly
perfect.
It. So if it's a chore, it's probably not meant for you. I mean, not that running can't be a chore because, you know, there's been times that it's like, oh, my gosh, do I have to run again today? You know, and I know you felt the same way. And we all have times like that. But at the end of the day, nothing like completing something and enjoying it, you know. So that's my own take on it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, strength training is important. So I did some speed work yesterday for building up my speed, which is good. And I was on the treadmill for that, and I've ran outside before. And then the strength training, doing lunges is really good. Doing weights with lunges is even better. Doing the ice skater with when you're holding weights too as well. So anything and doing the stuff, the gym stuff. I mean, I know you have the leg raises and stuff like that at the gym, so that's a good thing. But you made me think, though. So you're going to actually see if you can do a triathlon at the gym, right, and do it like that, correct? Is that's what you're hoping to do? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'll do it with you. Okay. and we can use the bikes at the gym. Who knew? It's all good. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's good. I like it there, Melissa. So
I mean, a half an hour. I do
you...
like 8 miles on the bike, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. See, I did the bike.
I don't
on,
think that's
Sunday.
Bad.
Not at all. I did the bike on Sunday, and I did around the same time. So, you know, I think for me personally, I think the bike's easier. Okay, that's just me. You know, but I think you need to shake it up a little bit in everything that you do. What's your thoughts on that? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's like treadmill and outside or a stationary bike and real bike. I mean, there's, yeah, you have to change it up. Can't just stick to one thing.
Right, you know, exactly. You got to push yourself. You know, I know running for me is pushes me, I think, more than biking, typically, not always, you know, but because that's what I love to do and everything. So, but yeah, so I think any kind of strength training that you do for your whole body and core, never realized this until probably in the past year or so, but core is real key in any activity that you do. So you have to have a strong core. And then people are thinking, do I have to have six-pack abs? Wouldn't that be nice if we all had six-pack abs? But no, sadly not. So it's all good. Maybe good thing we don't. But, so you know, strengthen, right? You know, so because I'm riding, trying. My cousin, I love him. He and I are, like, racing to see who can get definition in their abs. By the way, BTW, by the way, he's winning right now. He goes, well, Tree. He's a triathlon person. He goes, you know, I did the triathlon because I wanted to drop a few pounds. When I want to drop a few pounds, I just go on a diet and run a little bit doing a triathlon. Mm. Can you imagine? So I know. But
and here we
good.
Are,
he's an in, he's
running.
running. He goes, yes, I finished it all in some ungodly time. I go, how did you do that so quick? And he goes, I just did it. Anyway, he's an engineer, so you get the mentality of that. So, but I adore him, you know. So he and I said, I go, okay. So he's working for his definition in his abs. I am as well. I'm pretty lean, but I'm, you know, I need to get more definition because I always think you got to strive for more instead of being just settling for what you have, right? If we didn't strive for more, we wouldn't grow. So that's one thing I'm learning, right? How about you? Striving
true.
For more. Because I've watched you, you know, and talking to you on these shows and other places, and you're like reading books and doing personal development and standing up for yourself. And do you ever find it hard to stand up for yourself? I do. You know, running's really helped me with that. What do you think? You know, being a stronger person inside and out.
Yeah,
I know. So who's the leanest one out of
y'all?
It depends
on what situation it is, too.
Yeah.
So it's easier
it's
in one situation than the other. Yeah.
Ah, okay, good. So your sisters, is there more of a respect for you right now in your parents, your whole family than before? What's your thoughts on that? Because of standing up for yourself by owning who you are and being the
no
best
respect.
Version of yourself? Because I know...
I think we're still in the early stages.
Well, you're probably at the late stages, just haven't realized it yet, like you have. That's what I think. So, anyway,
maybe
that's funny. So, anyway, that's cute. So that's what you're doing, and you said you worked out even though you weren't feeling well, and your life is pretty good. And any advice for anybody running, is starting to run right away, or this is their first time running, start out with something fun like the jingle jog because there's no pressure, right? You know, so.
Oh, yeah. Do something fun.
Yeah.
If you don't do something fun,
No, it's not good. Yeah. Yeah. So I was, I got to tell you something. I was, the first time I ran in the jingle jog, it was fun. And I like running it every year. But the first time I ran, this is something really, really, really cute. I'm running in the jingle jog, and actually it happened last year. Sorry. Was it last year? Yeah. Last year or the year before. So we all have to run in Santa suits, right, in the jingle jog. And, I don't run in Santa suits because it's too hot. People peel it off and then they throw it away. And I just run in a red t-shirt, red tank top and a pair of shorts. So I'm running, and then Santa Claus comes out because it's a jingle jog run, and you see Santa Claus, and all, it's all decorated, very holiday-like. And Santa Claus comes out, and there's one of the runners that stands up. He goes, "Santa!" Remember Will Ferrell and Alf? "Santa, I know him." It's so cute. You know that line in there. So, yeah. Cute. So anyway, yeah,
oh,
I love that. But, yeah, so family, friends, everybody can run. And time doesn't matter. That's the only run I've ever seen. Well, no, there's more. That the beer run, okay, the, you know, the beer run, the rib run, they, it doesn't matter there either. But, yeah. Anyway, so
there
those,
is a wine run.
There. I like that. Okay. Sign
the Chardonnay.
Where's that at?
It's in D.C. Usually
Chardonnay,
D.C. in the,
yes.
I want to say the fall. There's usually one.
Oh.
And I'm like, God, I
okay.
really hate Chardonnay. I would hope there's other tastes there.
Oh, you don't like Chardonnay? Well, you're like a little wine connoisseur yourself, I believe, right?
I mean, can,
so.
Can you imagine running this race and then at the end drinking wine? I pass out. You're already dehydrated. What to do with that?
Yeah, exactly. Why bother? You know, I get you. So funny. All right, yeah. So, yeah, that's true, too, as well. So wine and Chardonnay and all of it, it's all good. But you know what? I tell you something, and this is true, so true, is like, you know what? You can run, you can do whatever. But if you drink once in a while one of those beer runs or, you know, or the Rib Fest, Plant Against Rib Fest down here, that's okay, too. Just having fun is important, I think. Don't you? So,
yes, I
know.
It's not always competition.
And it, sometimes it's just about having a good fun anyway. Don't you think? So,
yeah.
And how about your dogs? Do you ever run with them, or are they any of them? I know your oldest one. They're all both about the same age, I think. But he's ready to run, right? He's a year old now. Or what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, they're 6 months apart. He's a year in September. I think he's needs a little bit more behavioral training. He is a powerhouse. He's a beast at 65 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a
is that
beast.
How big
he
is he
will take
get?
Me for a run. Oh, gosh. I hope this is it. I
oh,
don't know.
He's a year old. Well, mine's 60.
Yep.
She's 60 pounds, and she thinks she's 10, like sitting on your lap and everything, just so you know. And
oh, yeah.
But,
sit on my lap in the car. It's crazy.
Anyway, cute.
Yeah.
And he's a rescue dog.
I have to
dog.
Look into that then, too, then. I have to look into how to train for that. Because he'd probably enjoy
When you
that.
Say behavioral training, yeah, you know, when you say behavioral training, what does that look like to you?
Well, I'm having, since we've gotten Mr., oh, God, Toasted Marshmallow, what's his name? Conley. It's like they're two crazy animals on a walk. I mean, I can't let anybody, any of the girls walk them because they're so strong. I'd like to see when he kind of listen more and pull back a little bit. He pulls too much.
Okay.
So.
But one of them is a three-legged dog, right? So.
Yes, Conley is. Yes, he's my tripod, which I can't run with him, obviously, because he's, you know, you don't want to wear him out and kill his joints. But we are looking into a potential prosthetic for him. Should be very interesting.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. There's a gentleman, Derek Campana. And people might have heard his name before. He builds prosthetics for all types of animals all over the world. And he just happens to have his clinic like 4.5 miles away from my house. So, I'm going to pick his brain. Yeah.
Oh
my God. I'm going to pick his brain and see if he could help and, you know.
Right.
I'm excited.
Oh,
I have to just
true.
Wait for him to answer my email. It's going to take forever because he's such a wanted man. But I'm excited.
I'm happy for you. I know that you're a big rescue, you know, rescue. That's what you do. Is you rescue animals, and I like that. That's what I do. I actually found mine too in a puppy mill. So, you know, and everything. And so, you know, they got busted, and so we got the dogs and rescued them, and they're living happily ever after with me. So, you know.
Fostering. I've thought about fostering or, doing overnights and help with the Safe Haven Puppy Rescue that I've gotten both my boys from. But, man, I have to honestly tell you, if I foster, I'm going to fail every time.
Like
so it's not good.
Yeah, it
wouldn't be good. I would be too attached. I mean, even our school has our principal who takes on fostering dogs to help with, you know, therapy dogs or emotional dogs. And, man, she has to give them back. I'm like, how can you do that? You give them love and love and love, and you have to give – I mean, I know they have a job to do, but I couldn't do it.
I know, me too. I was like – I do some volunteer work at a shelter here, and I love doing that, right? But it's a no-kill shelter. I couldn't do it in a kill shelter, I don't think, but maybe
oh,
later,
God,
but
no.
Not. I was like, we're just...
I would take them all
the
home.
Go?
I'd be like, pack them in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's 15 on death row. Put them in my car.
Yeah. Oh, my
That's
God.
Terrible.
Yeah, so
my other love, apparently.
Yeah, I know. I love animals too, and I get you. So you have your dog, you know, your dogs that you're running with. You have the ones that these are rescue dogs, and you believe in exercise and taking them out to run for kicks and giggles and to be. Yeah, do they sleep with you? But just out of curiosity, or to?
Yeah.
Yeah. They do sleep with you. Okay.
Whether my first dog is like reincarnated in Winnie, because now he's been sleeping under the covers. At least my feet are warm. You know, I'm happy.
That's
and I get a lick every so often, you know.
Yeah, do you bathe them? I bathe mine about every 2 weeks or so, and it works, you know. So,
I
gotcha.
Not often, and I don't bathe them because it's cold. Like I don't want them to get sick, so I don't bathe them as often as you. But yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's okay. What's a little dog stuff?
Yeah. Exactly.
Just a little grime.
I got amoebas from people around me, so it's all good, right? So. Anyway,
yep.
But loving them and feeding them and taking them for their shots, especially when you're around other dogs, like for these runs, you know, there's runs out there for kids with cancer and for dogs with cancer. I know you ran in that pretty recently, and so you know, there's always a way you can tie your for animals or you know love for athletics or whatever, running or bicycling or whatever together, and I appreciate that. You know, you've been a real inspiration. So we're getting ready to be cut off. So I will see you tomorrow morning for a chat. And you and I have a great day. And you want to close the show out the way you usually do? I love this. So please tell us how you say goodbye.
Well, let's see.
All right.
Us Northeast people, I hope y'all stay warm because we don't know whether we're going to get snow or not. But... if you can, get out there and go run.
Anyway, and don't forget to eat your vegetables and take a shower. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Melissa.
All right.